Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. From early morning bus runs to late night homework sessions, MTE is proud to power the bright young minds of our community. Supporting local schools and families, that's good energy from Middle Tennessee Electric. Our buddy Lee Colvin joins us here this morning from parts unknown, but he's always here. Mr. Colvin, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's good to have you with us here today.
Great to be here, buddy.
We're going to be talking about some small habits that can help shape a stronger financial future, huh?
You know, it's all about the little things that make a difference for us, Brian. And financial security does not have to come from a big salary. It does not have to come from a lucky investment or some dramatic turning point. For most people, wealth is built more simply through small habits that just keep repeating many times over.
Well, you know, I can remember, although at my age, sometimes it's hard to remember anything, but, you know, back when I was younger, I always had the excuse, you know, that, you know, I really didn't feel like I had enough money to start investing, but you were always there whispering in my ear, Brian, invest, do the small things.
That's right. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, being younger, you're in a great position to build the small habits that will help you create lasting wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to bring a few tips to help you get started today and hopefully help keep folks on track for the long term.
Well, here are the tips, okay? I'm going to give all five of them to you, just five quick tips, and then Lee's going to expound on those a little bit. But one being to automate savings before you spend. Watch the small stuff. Don't let your lifestyle outpace your income. Start now, even if doing so imperfectly, and staying aware, not obsessed. So let's take these one at a time. And Lee, this was one of the things that I know you said to me a long, long time ago, and you were right. Automating your savings before you spend. Talk a little bit more about that.
So Brian, you know, one of the most powerful financial habits that you can build is really among the easiest, and that is setting up an automatic transfer, such as contributing to an employer retirement plan or exploring if you can direct part of your paycheck to a savings or even an investment account. By doing this, it helps remove the temptation to spend that money instead of saving it. And even setting aside 1% to 5% of your income can help build momentum over time.
So that's automating your savings before you spend. What about the small stuff? Watching the small stuff. I feel like you're going to talk about streaming services and all those things that just automatically come out every month, huh?
You know, it is so easy to dismiss a $15 a month streaming service or a $6 coffee twice a week. But those small purchases can really add up. And these can be, you know, forgotten subscriptions. These can be food delivery fees and maybe be impulse buys that can quietly drain on the bank over time. Just $25 a week, if invested well, can grow into thousands in a few short years. So scan your recurring charges regularly, cancel what you don't use, and try to put that money to work for yourself instead.
Lee Colvin is with us, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and we're talking about some small things you can do, some small habits that can shape a stronger financial future for you. Five quick tips. Here's number three. Don't let your lifestyle outpace your income.
so common, Brian. Mm. You know, when you get a raise or a bonus, it's tempting to upgrade that apartment, look for that new car, or just increase your everyday spending. And this lifestyle creep can really be a significant hindrance to building wealth. So maybe an alternative approach, every time your income goes up, work to increase your savings rate before anything else, even saving half of that raise while spending the rest can put you ahead long term.
Yeah. It sounds like a conversation I've had with one of my children. Anyway, moving on. Talk about this for those young investors out there. Just start, even if doing so imperfectly. What do you mean by that?
Certainly. You know, and this is all a learning process, right? It's mm-hmm. all a tool. And so we say don't wait to start investing. Even if you can only set aside a small amount each week, do it. Starting with 5 to 10 years earlier in investing can result in significantly more wealth down the line. Even if the early contributions are small, thanks to compounding, they can still be large.
Now, what is compounding?
Compounding means that your contributions earn interest, and even that interest also earns interest.
Oh.
So over decades, the snowball effect of the compounding interest on itself can make a world of difference.
Well, the final quick tip here on some small habits that can help shape a stronger financial future, staying aware but not obsessed. What do you mean there?
You don't necessarily need to track every single dollar you spend, Brian, but you do need to be aware of your money habits. A quick weekly or monthly check-in on your accounts, spending patterns, and your progress towards saving goals can help you catch problems early. Even like us discussing a coffee a couple times a week, or maybe even myself. Sometimes I catch myself stopping at a gas station for an extra drink, right? These things all add up, and we need to watch that. Financial awareness also means protecting what you build. So an emergency fund covering 3 to 6 months of total expenses keeps one bad month from becoming a financial crisis. Avoiding high interest debt can do the same. These defensive habits do make everything else possible. So it's focusing in on the small things, making the habits a regular habit.
Yeah.
And being aware.
Well, we've talked about this many, many times in our almost 2 decades of conversation on the air. You know, your financial future likely is not going to be shaped by one big decision, one big thing. And I think today you've kind of taught us that it's the small things that we do, the things that we do every day, and that we make conscious habits here that show us that the best time to start making good choices is right now. So with the tips today, hopefully this jars someone into saying, you know what, I need some help with this. Help make sense of this investing. And I'm sure you or any of the Edward Jones financial advisors here in the area would love to help folks get started on their journey.
Brian, we are always here to help, and that is our focus. That is our desire. Please, you know, if there is somebody listening today, or you know of somebody who needs to begin this process for themselves, ask them to reach out to us. They can call my office at 615 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. We would love to ask some preliminary or inquiring questions, find out who they are, where they are, what their situation is, and get them with the right advisor locally with Edward Jones that we feel may be able to assess and help them the best.
Lee, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Brian. Hope you all have a great week, and we'll talk to you in just a few.
That sounds good. That is Edward Jones, financial advisor Lee Colvin, joining on the show today. And if you missed part of our conversation, you can go back, listen, or watch at WGNSradio.com under podcast and look for Rutherford Issues.